Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is one of my favorite Bible stories, the Annunciation. You know, here we're announcing something, and we're going to celebrate announcing. But there's a few things about this that are really important. God sent his angel Gabriel to Mary. All right, what does angel mean? Anybody remember the definition of it?
Messenger.
Messenger, okay. What about Gabriel? Anybody know what Gabriel means? God is my strength. You know, one of the things about the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, is that names and titles have meaning, especially to the stories they're relating. You know, the Annunciation is the time of the Ave Maria, and I thought, oh, this would be a great day to do it, but it's Dean's turn for the offertory, but next year it'll be my offertory, so we'll do Ave Maria next year. All right, well, I talked about the Word made flesh in the title. Why the reference to John 1 when it's not part of the readings for today? Well, I want you to think about this for a second. The Annunciation is March 25th. All right, now boys and girls, you can take your shoes and socks off because we're going to count. Count 9 months past March 25th, and what do you get?
Christmas Day. The birth of Christ.
Well, you're supposed to take time to figure it out. Boy.
Easy math.
Christmas Day. All right. We are talking about the coming of Jesus. Yeah, you did well. Take your arm. Bat. Hat.
I do it all the time.
You do. We're talking about the advent of Jesus. Now, I want you to think about something. You know, the very first hymn we did in Advent was O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Now, we're going to do the last three verses of O Come, Emmanuel today because they're for the Annunciation. Anytime we're talking about Jesus coming, we're talking about his Advent. And remember, that's the basis of the word adventure. So when we have the adventure of being with Jesus, means he's coming to us for something good. All right, well, what does that mean? Let's look at the Old Testament. We're going to free thy spirits with an advent. In many colored robes, she is led to the king with her virgin companions following behind her. With joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In the place of your fathers shall be your sons, and you will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever. Great flowery language. Prose, isn't it? All right, what's it mean? There's where we start getting into the importance. When the prophets worked with kings, they used a lot of words in the Old Testament. Well, for example, we just looked at the Joseph Chronicles a couple weeks ago. And you remember, Joseph had the meeting with his brothers. And he said, all right, go back to Judea, bring your father here. Okay, a lot of words, right? Moses met with Pharaoh. How many times? Actually, 11. Okay. But he had to meet each time for one of the 10 plagues, right? And each time it says God hardened his heart. But there was a lot of words then too, weren't there? Well, problem is that in the Old Testament, isn't that the way things were done? Spoken of with a lot of words? All of this changed with Mary and the Annunciation because she brought us the Word. Hear it in the quotes. No, she didn't write any of the books of the Bible. She brought us the Word, the capital W, the Word. All right, and from Jesus came new life from death. Well, after this, how many times also after this do we have angels coming and announcing something in the New Testament? We don't. Okay. Now, the angels will come and meet. I mean, they met Mary Magdalene in the tomb, but they didn't announce anything that day. But what this did today was start a new conversation between people and God. Let's look at John 1 so we understand this new conversation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I love John about that because you get, what's he saying? But in him was life, and the life was the light of men. All things were made from him, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right, so now we don't have any need for a bunch of words between God and man. We have the Word, the new conversation with God in our lives. Now, on Good Friday, we're going to see what the words of Christ on the cross actually meant to those of us in our own congregation. That is our own new conversation with God. Now, when Jesus was on the cross, his words were the beginning of that new conversation for us. The beginning of the importance of the Word in our lives. English word, it's simple, isn't it? All right, but there's a difference if I'm talking about the Word or the Word. Okay? It's more of an inflection, but the thing is, there is so much more meaning to that, the Word, isn't there? Well, all this started on March 25th when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to change the words to the word singular. So we had all the words of the Old Testament that became one word. Well, look at the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. How many commandments did Jesus tell us? Two. He simplified things. What are the two about? Love. Period. Okay? So when we're talking about the Word, it's simpler. Remember a little bit further on in the same reading, the next time that Elizabeth and Mary met, John the Baptist, in his mother Elizabeth's womb, jumped for joy when the fetus Jesus came into his presence. The Word made flesh speaks from fetus to fetus. I'm not going to go into abortion today. The Annunciation, the beginning of everything good that happens. Because the Annunciation brings us Jesus Christ, where a lot of words are no longer needed because we have the Word made flesh, and the Word walks among us. And may this word keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.